Now, this is a classic.
You know this one.
Come on now.
Now, this has baseball all over, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You still hear this at the ballpark.
Yeah, you should still hear this. Probably hear this tonight in L.A. You can fight through the booze. Well, and I mean booze in a couple different ways.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of booze flowing.
The Miller Lite and also the actual booze.
Mm-hmm. Astros Dodgers opening up a two-game series in L.A. tonight. The first time with fans that the Astros will be playing in Dodger Stadium since the 2017 World Series.
Now, didn't they play there last year?
Yes.
And there were fans outside that were trying to greet them as the buses came in?
That sounds right. I know there were no fans inside.
Right.
But I wouldn't put that past Dodger fans at all. No chance. So talking some baseball here, but also getting back into some college football. Of course, 32 days away from Texas Longhorn football. We are 3 days away from the start of fall camp. That's right. This Friday will be the first practice for Texas. The pads will be coming on, and that will really make it feel like football season. It already feels like we're close, but once we get practice reports coming from the 40 acres, that's going to make this thing feel eerily, eerily close, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Now we're still kind of in conference realignment mode, trying to figure out what's going to happen with the other eight teams in the Big 12. Now we know what's going to happen with Texas and Oklahoma. I guess we're still trying to figure out when it's going to happen for Texas and OU. But look, the reason why we need to be so focused on the other eight teams in the Big 12 is that they kind of hold the key to the timeline for this thing. Like, if the Big 12 starts to disintegrate and the other eight member institutions find homes within the next year or two, then Texas and Oklahoma are going to be able to get out of this conference quicker than 2025.
Yep.
Which we feel like they're already going to find a way to do that anyways, but that will really expedite things. And also, that will likely prevent Texas and Oklahoma from having to pay the $70 million exit fees. Now, can Texas and Oklahoma afford that? Yes, of course, but you know, you don't want to pay that. $70 million is still $70 million. So you brought up the Maryland situation a couple of times. When they left for the Big Ten, they were supposed to pay $52 million. They got it down to, what, $30, $31 million?
Yeah.
Like, if you can reduce the number, great. If you can completely eliminate the number, even better, because you can use that LHN money or that booster money for something else.
Yeah. Now, Jay Hartzell did say, because he was asked about it, that he is not going to... He may have just been saying this, but I doubt it. He said, we're not going to... He said, I grew up in Oklahoma. This is yesterday. But that doesn't mean that we're going to cover their exit fee. So, meaning that was asked, that was a question that was asked, hey, are you guys going to use Longhorn Longhorn Network money to get out of that? And it almost was asked as, hey, that's a state fund. No, it's not.
No, it's
not. University of Texas and their brand that got that
right.
deal.
Right, that's ESPN
this is
and
not
UT.
Any of your money rep from Luling or wherever. Shouldn't have said Luling.
No need to take a shot at Luling, man.
I like Luling.
Yeah, Luling's good people. Got
our man Eric.
Eric, Luling guy.
Yeah.
Lubbock would have made more sense.
Lubbock would have.
What we've heard from that fan base over the last few months.
Or Waco.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, that's a deal with ESPN and UT. And I love that. Like, that's, look, Texas could pay Oklahoma, or they could pay Oklahoma's exit fee, but you're still rivals. You know, I mean, you guys pay this on your own. We're going to use half of the money from LHN to pay our exit fee. We're also going to use half of it to help us at the University of Texas. Like, that's probably the way that it should be. So here's, I don't know if we call this an update, KD, because it's nothing official, but a blue check, a guy by the name of Mike Vernon, who covers KU, doesn't cover KD. That'd be weird if he was covering you. That wouldn't be a lot there.
How dare you?
Wouldn't be a lot to talk about. But Mike Vernon, who covers KU.
Yeah, he went home and got a bike ride in. What is he doing?
Picked up food from Chinatown, watched some MLB Network, and went to bed at like 10:30. Okay. Are you really covering this guy full time?
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
They give you a blue check mark on Twitter for that. No, Mike Vernon covers KU, and he's broken a lot of KU stories over the years, so this guy's pretty well respected up there. And apparently, in a recent interview, today, in an interview he did on Sports Radio 610 in Kansas City, he said, quote, I am hearing from some people that I consider to be reliable that this thing is imminent. I'm not ready to say it for sure, but there's some smoke coming out of Lawrence right now, end quote. He, of course, is talking about Kansas going to the Big Ten.
Man, I would love it. I would love it for you, love it for Kansas, and also love it for Texas. Because I think that would be, it wouldn't be the final straw, but I think that will really escalate stuff to where Oklahoma State and Texas Tech and whoever is left is just trying to find, hey, we need to get a soft landing spot because it's not going to be the Big 12. We're not going to merge with the Pac-12. We're not going to all try and go to the AAC. And that's kind of what we're getting into now is that with Bowlesby and, is it Kliakoff?
Kliavkov,
who's the new Pac-12 commissioner, that they're getting together and trying to find either scheduling partners, which sounds like, hey, do you want to start going out and kind of having sex, but we're not going to be in a relationship yet? Which I've made a living off. I've not made a living off that.
Okay.
Man, I'm giving you so much stuff to cut here.
Yeah, let's also get Mike Vernon in for a story on that.
That'd be something to cover.
Yep, that is worth writing about.
I'm all for that, but are you doing that and, hey, we're just going to schedule stuff together and make sure that we meet up a lot, or are you actually going to try and merge the conference?
What's the point of the TV partnership? Like, what does that do? You can already do all of those things without this meeting going on.
I totally agree.
We've already seen Big 12 teams play Pac-12 teams a lot in sports over the years.
Yes, and they do it on their own a lot.
Right, exactly. You don't need the commissioners meeting together and setting something up to get that. So,
actually, they don't do it on their own a lot. They do it in football all the time on their own. In basketball is where we may see these conferences that come together and say, hey, we're doing Big 10 SEC or Big 12 SEC, whatever.
I mean, the only thing that makes sense is a merger. Like, that to me needs to be the topic of conversation with Bob Bowlesby and George Kliavkov.
It's the only thing that'll save the body, right? Get it to make sure it's breathing in 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they want to merge this thing, if they do want to merge this thing, because, well, right now you've got 20 teams. You've got 12 in the Pac-12. You've got 8 in the Big 12. Do they go with 20, or do they almost hope that Kansas goes to the Big Ten and Iowa State goes to the Big Ten and West Virginia goes to the ACC and somebody else, either in the Pac-12 or the Big 12, is like, I don't want to be a part of this thing. I'd rather find another home to get to 16, because that feels like the magic number right now. Now, there are reports that the SEC could be interested in adding somebody else. We had the story yesterday that Clemson and Florida State apparently reached out to the SEC.
Florida State president vehemently denying that right now.
Of course.
I'm like, we did that too, though.
Yeah, of course. So we'll see if anything happens there. Like, 16 has felt like the number that everyone's talked about for this next wave of conference realignment, but maybe the big pack, whatever the hell they're going to call this conference if they merge, maybe they just want to go with 20 and try to sell it to Kansas and West Virginia and some of the teams that might have other options. That this is your best option because we're going to have the most teams.
Yeah.
Which means the most money for you to make.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and maybe you just go with volume at this point because it would not be the best overall, but they would have the most teams. And you mentioned at the very end of that, when you're kind of going through the options, you said, and maybe someone from our conference, meaning the Pac-10 or Pac-12, just wants to leave. Well, I don't think that's going to be Washington State who you'd be okay with leaving. You better watch out for the Trojans, which I know you do. And
big fan of them.
Big fan of them, as you should be. You keep that up.
I owe my life to those guys.
Well.
Some unborn lives.
Okay, too. That's kind of weird. Yeah, because if your parents would have, then you wouldn't owe your life to it. But see where I'm getting there?
Yeah, I do.
But I see what you're saying, too.
Man.
I know.
This is deep.
Is this chicken or egg? Or
wow.
It's not really, because I think we know what came first. But
yeah. Well done there.
Thank you.
I just lost every train of thought I've ever had.
Anyway, you said that what if someone wants to leave? Well, if that's USC, if that's Washington, if that is someone like that, then you're in big trouble.
Then it doesn't matter if you have quantity.
Right.
If you lose the big brands that you have, you still might not be viewed as a power conference.
Yeah.
And that's the fear of the Big 12 right now. I think one of the ADs said it yesterday. It might have been Mac Rhodes at Baylor. He's like, no, we're worried about this thing not being a power conference moving forward.
Yeah.
And that's fair. Like, you lose your two big brands. Those are the two brands that have made you a Power 5 conference over the last couple of years. So you lose them, there's reason for concern. But yeah, that's kind of the Pac-12 so far behind the 8-ball, and the Big 12 feels so far behind the 8-ball. That feels like best-case scenario. And look, we've already talked about reports about Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, maybe a TCU being interested in joining the Pac-12. Like, that to me feels like the best fit for a lot of the remaining teams in this conference. It really does. You'd rather go to the Pac-12 than the AAC.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a clear path for anybody outside of Kansas, maybe Iowa State to get into the Big Ten. I don't think there's a clear path for anybody outside of West Virginia to get into the ACC. I mean, maybe Oklahoma State could sell that thing because they're a big enough brand. Same thing with Texas Tech. But, yeah, if we're talking about Pac-12 versus American versus Mountain West, you got to merge. You got to fight like that. If I'm a Big 12 member institution right now, if I'm one of the lesser teams, I'm calling Bob Bowlesby and saying, dude, do this.
Yeah.
Please do this. This helps all of us out.
You better drop some of your standards. And I think just it's human nature for us, for people that have very high standards and we may think are being a little snobby about it and a little over the top anytime they have to drop that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It usually happens with age. That
with AIDS?
With age.
Got it.
And that. But definitely with age. Where you look at stuff and you go, yeah, you know, my standards for sexual partners or whatever, that's gone down a little bit. Well, okay, that's fine. And some of that can just be growing and learning. But a lot of times it's you just get realistic about stuff. And that's what's fun for me as a college athletics nerd to see in my lifetime, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, they're going to have to make some concessions. They're going to have to change some things. Mm. So that could even be whether you want to add a TCU and you got to take out the whole religious tag that you had where you don't want religious schools. And if you're going to do that, then you better talk to BYU pretty quickly too.
Yeah.
Right? And then also just the academics. And I've talked about that too, to where the Big Ten and the Pac-12, and they've got some really good schools. Those are the two best conferences for academics. There's no question about that.
Eh,
Texas.
You're sleeping on the MAC.
Yeah, or I'm sleeping on, what, the Ivy League?
I was going to say the MAC. Central Michigan.
Yeah.
Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan, Northern Michigan.
Those schools are so good, I couldn't even tell you if they're good schools.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they rank.
They play on Tuesdays.
They do play on Tuesdays.
So they can focus on academics on the weekends.
Yeah, right. You think Saturday they're at the library?
That's it, dude.
That's exactly what it is. So they're going to have to change some of their standards, and they're going to have to do it pretty quickly, BK, or else they're going to really be left out in the dark. And so I think that's what we're seeing real time right now. And it's funny that you've got Bowlesby and Kliavkov who are together, and you can just picture them, you know, over a couple of beers talking about chicks that they lost.
Mm. I can't picture Bob Bowlesby being cool enough to
I can't either.
Drink beers and hang out with someone.
No, it would be a really, really good Barolo wine that's way too expensive, and he would still find a way to bitch about it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this is $2,000 on the card, corporate card that you shouldn't have.
It doesn't really fit my palate.
It's not oaky enough for me.
I don't like it. It hasn't been aged long enough. You know, the Big 12.
The bartender said it was going to be full of tannins. Oh, Bob, how are you breathing?
Sometimes I'm not sure he is.
Hey, in fairness to me, I've been ripping on Bob Bowlesby, and you have too for years. So this is not two UT guys that are just jumping on
Pro
Bowlesby.
Pro SEC.
Yeah, right.
Screw the Big 12. We hate that guy.
Get the chant going.
Dude, I was ripping on Dan Beebe, the last Big 12 conference commissioner. Like, both of those guys are knuckleheads, man. I will say this in regards, and I agree with you about conferences having to make concessions here. The Big 12 is going to have to concede way more than the Pac-12. And you brought
Agreed.
Up one of the reasons why.
Agreed.
BYU's out there. Boise State's out there. Like, there are some brands. Hell, maybe the Pac-12 could poach the American. Maybe they could say, screw time zones. We want, like, a Memphis. Like, there are brands that are not in power conferences that are more appealing than TCU, than Baylor, than Kansas State, than some of the lesser teams in the Big 12 conference. So, yeah, if the Big 12 wants to do this merger, I think they're going to have to concede a little bit more. Because right now, as bad as the Pac-12 has been, and it's been by far the worst Power 5 conference over the last 10 years, they're better than the 18 Big 12.
Yeah.
No question.
Yes, they are.
So they're in the position of power, and they should have the ability to get some more things than the Big 12 does here if they want this merger to happen.
I agree. So if this merger does happen, this is going to be a lot like we had as Texas fans with the Southwest Conference. Yes, Texas and Texas A&M in that order were the two biggest fish, and you also, with Ann Richards, got Baylor thrown in there, and Tech was coming with us, right? This is going to be more the Pac-12 swallowing it up, and the big, you could call it a merger, but it's more a couple schools or four schools from the Big 12 joining the Pac-12, and then rename it whatever you want.
Right. I think that's more likely, honestly, especially God, if Kansas goes to the Big Ten. I'm telling you, I think schools are going to just be every man for themselves at that point. They're not going to wait for Bob Bowlesby to do something. They're going to call somebody and do what they can.
Do you think Kansas would take the Pac-12 if the Big Ten says no?
Yeah, I guess.
You got to at that point.
You
right?
have to. I mean, ACC seems to make more sense.
ACC does, because what is the ACC thought of?
As basketball.
Forever.
Yep. And yet you had that blue blood brand with Duke and Carolina and some of the other teams that you have in there. Yeah, that to me makes more sense. But it's wild, dude. These conversations
it is.
Are so wild.
It's been crazy. Yep. And you know, the other thing is, does the SEC, like you said, so if they go more than 16, well, why would you stop at 18? Or why would you stop at 20? You go to 24. And I mean, that's when you really get serious and you try and force the hand of, I know it sounds crazy, but a lot of this sounded crazy. And so just take geography out of your head. Just if you're listening right now.
It's never been in my head.
I know. I'm not talking to you. Okay. I'm talking to the listeners that actually know some of this stuff. USC, Ohio State, Michigan, like that. And then at that point, we're just talking about one big power conference and they're separating from everyone else. Which I don't want that.
No, I don't either.
I don't want that. But I didn't want this. I didn't want the 16 team. I wanted to keep it the way it was. And everyone ball on a budget or ball on your budget, but different budgets for different regulations on cheating and all that stuff and just stuff in general.
Right. Yeah, the 4-16 team thing makes sense with the way we have the playoff currently set up and also the 12-team playoff that we seem to be headed towards. But yeah, if you I'm in favor of getting rid of the NCAA.
I'm in favor of that.
And four conferences just kind of doing their own thing. But what happens if, you've got like a 30-team conference? Is there a way to set up championships to where – okay, you're still getting a national championship. Like, even if you have most of the big brands in one conference and it's clear that most of the best teams are in that one league, you still want a national championship. You still want a way where everybody will have a shot to win in every sport. Every other sport besides football has that. Football is getting closer to that. I don't want that to all of a sudden go away.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. And I liked the regional, national aspect of college football where it was regional, but then it became national in terms of just the popularity. So there are people like me that was looking at four or five different regions and getting really into it. And so I understand that that's over with, and so you just got to be fluid in life, but I don't want to be too fluid where you get to a 24-team conference.
I'm with you. All right, let's take one final look at the number 19 team on the Horn Top 20 Countdown.
When you put that uniform on, you better come to work.
It's the Horn Top 20, brought to you by Allstat Beer. No impurities, no regrets. Number 19, the Indiana Hoosiers.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I like a proper time to play that.
Boom, 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 boom.
Weirdest version of KD karaoke we've ever had.
I'm not sure if it's better or worse.
We're going to get this over the next 4 weeks as we count them down 20
yes,
to 1.
Yes, sir.
The top teams in college football.
I'm not doing that with Carolina or like a good fight song.
Okay, that's good.
Ha-ha! College basketball!
Feels like we should be talking college basketball with Indiana being ranked in the top 20, but they're legit. They're coming off
they
a
are.
Really good year. 6-1 in the regular season. They lost their bowl game to Ole Miss. They also had lost their quarterback a couple of games prior to a torn ACL. But Tom Allen, he's done a phenomenal job. His players love him, dude.
Yeah, they do.
Like, I know that's like cliche to say with
a successful coach.
I've never seen anything like it. After they beat, maybe it was the Michigan game, maybe it was the Penn State game, but like he was doing a post-game interview and dozens of Indiana players like interrupted the interview, got on the mic basically to say how much they love Tom Allen.
Yeah.
Like, we love this guy. We do anything for like I'd never seen anything like that before.
It's the best recruiting pitch you could have. BK, I hadn't seen it like I'd seen stuff like that, but not I was watching the same thing. Four or five guys.
Oh my God.
Grabbing the mic. Yo, this is the guy. You got to come play for this guy. He's the best coach ever. He's the best man ever.
So they love him.
Whoa.
And he's done really, really well. I mean, he's done things. Look, it's not Matt Campbell at Iowa State level, but like Tom Allen is pretty similar in terms of he's doing things and stringing together successful seasons that school hasn't seen in decades.
Yeah.
I mentioned it. They were in the top 10 last year for the first time since 1969.
Nice.
Back-to-back winning records in the Big Ten for the first time since 87 and 88. Like, you don't think football, when you think Indiana, I didn't think their football program was that bad. Like,
yeah.
I didn't think they had that little history. And look, Tom Allen, he walked into a tough situation, and he's done pretty damn well so far for 4 years, and it feels like they're trending in the right direction.
They just, I mean, you think about their basketball tradition, and it is all-time stuff, top 10 stuff. Football is just not there. And, I mean, I remember Anthony Thompson was a running back when I was a kid, like in the late 80s, early 90s, and maybe in that late 80s team. And that was it. They had individual players. They had, you know, Antoine Randall, recently like Tevin Coleman, right? Guys like that. Mm-hmm. Trent Green, I'm pretty sure, is an Indiana guy. James Hardy. So there were guys like that, but it was always individuals. They were never put together a team. And look, there were some times in the Big Ten where the Big Ten has been cyclical and really had that medium spot of anywhere from three to six or seven that was pretty open. In Indiana, it was always the doormat. They never took advantage of it. And finally, Tom Allen's come in there. He got a big 7-year deal. We'll see how long he got that last year. We'll see how long he stays. But he's done a hell of a job there.
He has 17 returning starters for the Hoosiers here in 2021. They do have some tough games. They do get Ohio State at home, which is good. They do avoid Wisconsin in the crossover, which is good. But they've got to play Cincinnati in the non-con. Cincinnati, a team still to come on the Horn Top 20 countdown. And also a road trip to Penn State and a road trip to Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Look, the Big Ten's good. The Big Ten's really good. And they're deep. And you've got Cincinnati in the non-con, too. It's going to be tough for Indiana, but they are trying to win 9 games for the first time in a long, long time. I think it's 1967, the last time they've won 9 games. That, to me, is the goal for Indiana. It's realistic, but they've got to pull off maybe an upset or two to get there.
That's the goal. I see more 7-5, 8-4 would be not the ceiling, because 9-3 would probably be the ceiling, but 8-4 is the high end of a realistic take on.
We know what the ceiling is.
It's the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
MJ. No, thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Mike.
I don't care about your GMing. I don't care about knuckleheads like BK who love to play that clip. I care about the 6 titles. Thank you. Mm. Always thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the gambling suspension, too.
Don't care about that, Michael.
Appreciate that.
Don't care about that.
Mm.
Thank you for the 6 rings.
You think he's listening?
He could be.
Could be.
He could be. Knowing him, he could be scouting in Austin.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. It's the triple option with RBKD. There is the number 19 team on the Horn Top 20 countdown. The Indiana Hoosiers will obviously continue that with number 18 tomorrow. When we come back, Hypothetical Tuesday, baby. Don't go anywhere.
Not bad overall around.
4th and 5, the national championship on the line right here.
All the band is out on the field.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it.
In 2 seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Oh, wow. In your life have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes.
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the BK Lounge. You know August 3rd, 2021 edition of the Lounge. Alongside Kevin Dunn and
guy who shot a guy on I-10. He's not here.
Are you admitting? Are you confessing to a crime that you think Rod Babers committed?
I'm confessing for him.
On his behalf.
How does that work? On his behalf, I'm admitting guilt.
Pretty wild story from Off the Record earlier in the show. Check it out, hornfm.com, hour 2, the podcast page. A guy who got married over the weekend apparently shot one of his groomsmen in the car leaving the wedding because he believed that, well, the groomsman was having an affair with his new wife, which when I saw the headline, I was like, oh my God, is that Rod?
Man.
Is Rod involved in this? Not Rod Babers.
I just hope it's not Kyle Shanahan.
I hope it's not Kyle Shanahan either.
Well, I'm a Niners fan. I don't want to disrupt anything.
Oh, okay.
That was like
Kyle
his
Shanahan
buddy.
Get married
I was trying to get some of his buddies.
Someone who was there, yes, a member of the Wood.
Yeah.
That would have been bad.
Montrell Flowers?
Unreal.
Skeezy?
Oh, Skeez? Couldn't have been. Couldn't have been. It wasn't Rod.
No, it was not Rod.
Although Katie's confessing.
I'm confessing for him, though.
On Rod's behalf. Hey, it's Tuesday. It's the BK Lounge.
It's Tuesday somewhere. So you know what that means. It's Taco Tuesday.
All right. Yes, it is. KD, I don't think you and I have ever done this one-on-one. There have been times
you
where...
You want to explain that?
Hypothetical Tuesday?
Okay, yeah.
One-on-one? What did you think I meant?
I didn't know.
Like basketball or something?
Yeah, basketball.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Swimming.
Swimming one-on-one?
Uh-huh, we should do that.
Nah, I don't feel great about my chances there.
Are you not a good swimmer?
I'm a fine swimmer, but I know you swim laps. I don't swim laps.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
But
basketball, I think I would have felt okay, but then you grew a lot, and I haven't played forever.
You got no chance. I also haven't played in forever, but you got no chance. Okay, so good about my game.
Sounds
there.
Like it'd be ugly.
Yeah, football, you got no chance either. all right, so Hypothetical Tuesday. I've done this just Rod and me, but I don't think it's just been the two of us for Hypothetical Tuesday, so we'll see how this goes. All right, first question for today. You have the chance to meet and be with the woman of your dreams. Like a partner who's perfect. She's got everything you could ever imagine. However, you know going into the relationship that your partner is going to cheat on you with someone else in 6 months. And once you find out about it, and once your partner finds out that you found out about it, she's going to leave you and go with her fling. And she'll want nothing to do with you ever again. Would you want to meet and fall for the person and enjoy those 6 months you have together? Maybe the best love life you've ever had for half a year, or would you not want that at all?
You've given some really good ones, some really good ones. And I think last week was maybe the toughest ever, where I had to settle on three people on an island.
Yep.
All the other stuff was taken care of.
Yeah, you were an emperor on an island.
So, yeah, and you helped me out with it. It was Anthony Bourdain, Bill Hicks, and then I went with Trey Elling. No, I didn't.
Bob Bowlsby,
just to liven up the whole party. And to make sure everything's taken care of, so he's going to be looking out for the future of the island. No, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
I think I had Jennifer Lopez. You've had some good ones. This is the easiest one for me by far. Absolutely not. Because she wouldn't be the love of my life at that point. She's cheating on me.
She's like perfect, though. Everything else is perfect, then no. You can't even play
the hypothetical
game here.
No, because that would just break my heart.
All right. Okay.
I mean, beyond belief, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. I think I'm with you.
What are the advantages of saying yes to that one?
I don't know. It's a pretty cool 6 months.
You just get to know, and you also get to find the person that was perfect for you that you know you're not going to be with.
Yeah, and I also, if she's perfect, I assume she's perfect in the bedroom, too. So it's 6 months of really cool intercourse.
All right.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
And 6 months of, I don't know. Bragging about her, but,
then that, all that's
then it
deflated.
All comes crashing down. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
No.
All right. What about this one?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Absolutely no.
Okay. Categorically,
you beat me to it.
Categorically, no. A la Jay Hartzell. All right. How about this? You've been given an offer of $1 million for an elaborate game of Russian roulette. You have to choose between 10 different pistols before you. Only one of them is loaded. You only have to pick one, but you have to put it against your forehead and pull the trigger. If you walk away unscathed, you become an instant millionaire.
Okay.
But obviously, if you don't walk away unscathed, you don't become an instant millionaire. You become instantly dead.
And it's just $1 million?
$1 million. 10% chance that you die, 90% chance that you live and get $1 million. 10 guns in front of you. You only have to pick one. Of course, you don't know if it's loaded or not.
I'm rolling the dice.
You think so?
I'm rolling the dice.
Okay.
10%?
10%.
10%.
Taking your chances there.
Oh, man. I beat 80-something percent.
What if I told you?
I'll beat 10%.
What if I told you? Yeah, well done there. What if I told you the percentage odds were given out by an Austin meteorologist?
Oh, no way I'm touching
no
that. Are you
chance,
kidding me?
Dude.
No, you could put $1 billion on there, and I'm not doing that.
No chance.
What about you? Are you doing this?
Yeah, no question.
Okay.
Yeah.
No question.
No
I
question.
Had to think about it.
Nah, it's good money. $1 million. We'll take that. I'll take my chances.
Now,
there.
Here's the deal. Am I dead? I mean, or is it going to be, could there be a Drew Robinson issue?
Nah, you're dead.
Okay. As long as I know I'm dead,
yeah.
then
yeah.
you're like, I'm taking that over.
Would you rather be dead or Drew Robinson?
I mean, I tell you what, he's been really inspirational.
Yeah.
And there are people like that try and kill themselves and end up seemingly kind of being able to rehab whatever was going on with them and live a good life and be happy. So, I mean, it's very immature for me to say just dead, but probably just dead.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not here for maturity.
There are also incidents worse than Drew Robinson. Like, he lost an eye. That's obviously really, really bad.
Yeah, what if I couldn't eat?
But there are people who try to kill themselves or just getting shot in general. And
right.
They live and they end up with way worse health conditions than just that.
Yep.
That's a risk right there. All right, I'm with you. I'm doing the $1 million thing. If you were an animal at the zoo, which animal would you be?
Oh,
I don't think I've asked this before.
Man,
I think I've asked
just
animal in general,
one.
But I don't think I've gone zoo animal before.
This is a good one.
Hear this be right up your alley.
Oh, God. I would. The monkeys, there's something about the monkeys that I love. I mean, if it's one of those big zoos and you like SeaWorld and you had dolphins, but then that would suck because it's like, why am I not out in the ocean right now?
Mm.
And it would suck for this animal too. Let's say a male tiger.
Okay. I'm not a fan of female tigers.
Love female tigers.
But?
I love female cats. The same thing with the 38 species of felines, including the domesticated cat. You know, I had two boys. I'd probably, if I get another cat, I'd probably get a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I don't love female cats, because they're too badass.
Mm.
And they are the ones that hunt. So a male tiger spends a lot of his time sleeping. You've probably seen this on some of these National Geographic shows if you ever tune into some of those where you're out in the wild and you'll see the little, you know, cubs or, yeah, they'd be cubs.
Chris Bryant?
And no, not them.
Oh, he's not on the team anymore.
And they're playing with the males that are asleep and they're actually babysitting right there. They get a lot of sleep in. Mm. They have sex, they eat, and they sleep.
Male tigers?
Yeah, and they sleep
wow.
a bunch. They sleep a ton. So I wouldn't be that worried about, hey, as long as I'm getting fed here, I don't have to fight for all that stuff. I can just procreate and sleep and have people look at me.
Our answers are very different, but very similar in terms of the why.
Okay.
Going with koalas. They sleep like 20 hours
yep.
a day. Be awesome, man.
Yeah.
Be awesome if I could sleep for 20 hours a day and just eat and fornicate for the other four.
What is it, a eucalyptic?
Eucalyptus leaves?
Yeah,
yeah.
Eucalyptus leaves.
Have you eaten one of those before?
I have not.
Underrated, dude.
You haven't eaten one, have you?
Underrated, dude.
Did Trey make you a salad?
Probably.
Okay.
I bet he eats that stuff every day.
He probably does. I do love koala bears.
Yeah.
They're really cute.
They seem like homies.
Yeah, they can just climb up there. I mean, if we're going there, then why not a sloth?
Yeah, but they're not as cool looking.
No, they're not.
So that's why.
But that is lazy on lazy.
Yeah.
A lot of times they'll be dead as they're still hanging on to trees. They'll be dead for a couple days until they fall off.
Really?
They also, yeah, and their metabolism.
They're like playing possum or that's just, they're actually dead?
No, because the way that they're kind of stuck up there and the way they hold on there, they just don't fall right away, I guess, until the body gets heavy enough and then they just fall down.
Mm. All right, last hypothetical Tuesday question. If you had the chance to rename yourself, would you do it? If so, what name would you pick?
No, but I'll still go with this. I like my name.
Okay.
I mean, it's simple, but Kevin Kelly Dunn, it all works.
Hmm.
It's Irish. I'm proud of that.
Okay.
Not
going like Jaquincy McKinstry or something like that?
No, so there are so many new names.
East-West
so many new names. How about Raghib for Rocket?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Rocket Ishmael.
Raghib yeah. Rocket Dunn.
What about Roderick?
Although I'm not sure.
like Rod B. Roderick Babers.
I like how I throw the rocket in with Raghib. I don't think I would have gotten that nickname, though.
No.
It has to come with it, right?
right.
And I don't think
that wasn't related to Raghib. That was related to something else that he did.
Oh, Roderick. Yeah, there's some, I'm trying to think of some ones that I really like.
I wouldn't want a name that's like that unique.
I like Warwick.
Okay.
Yeah, and we already have a Warwick done.
Yeah. For me, it's like a name that's simple that also causes as few problems as possible.
Ted?
Like even when I tell people Brad is my name, it's like, Brett, you know, and then it was like, I was Bradley, like that's my real name, so I had to like distinguish, it was Bradley or Brad. Like I just don't want the hassle. It's like a simple name that like,
yeah.
Everybody knows how to spell it too. There's one spelling, there's one pronunciation, it's easy. That would be something I would look for.
Well, of all those, what would you take? Would you take Dan? Would you take Ted?
Actually, that's Daniel. Ted is like Theodore
yeah.
or something. I don't know, maybe like Justin, something like that.
Justin's not short for anything.
No. Like that's, everybody knows how to spell that. It's not short for anything. It's easy. It's not too long, so filling out a Scantron wouldn't be a huge B growing
okay.
up. I don't know, something like that.
Trent?
Trent could be one of that. Yeah.
Something about
Kyle
Trent, you don't
feels
like.
Also pretty easy.
Kyle's easy. It's not short for anything.
No, my middle name couldn't be K, though, if my first name was Kyle, for obvious reasons.
Oh, man. Yeah. That would not work out. Well, my parents got close.
They did. They were
but they
two
knew,
thirds.
They knew they had the D there, so they could play around with the two Ks before that.
They knew they had the D there.
Yeah.
Is that a. No, not, we're talking about your parents. I won't follow up on that.
Please don't.
All right. We're going to break. There's this Hypothetical Tuesday.
Hope Bob and Cindy enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah. You brought it up. It wasn't me. It's your fault. We'll wrap up the show. That has nothing to do with the comments we just made either, and tell you what's on tap next.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash your
mouth? Oh, yeah. You know, I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion. Sir,
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really
man,
good.
That's good. That is.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round.
Make it.
Set 'em up, my
of course, friend. I made it. I would destroy you one-on-one.
Yeah, in crumpled-up paper basketball, you would.
That's how we're playing right now. So,
I'm further away. Yeah, a tougher shot for me.
And the glass.
And the glass being in the way is also an issue. Final segment of a Tuesday edition of the Triple Option with RBKD. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We've definitely enjoyed presenting you the program on a Tuesday. What's on tap for you tonight, Katie? What's going on, man?
On tap, Yankees-Astros. I will find a way to make sure I can watch that.
It's not happening tonight.
Not Yankees-Astros. Astros-Dodgers.
There you go. That is happening tonight.
That is happening tonight. And who are the Yankees? Are the Yankees playing anyone? I don't think they are. And then Cubs-Rockies. I'm still watching the Cubs. Completely different team, but Padres Athletic. So I'm sticking all baseball. What's going on in the Olympics? Anything to watch?
Team USA Basketball got a nice win last night.
They did.
Early into the morning.
Yeah, I'm sure they made a point of that.
I think they did.
Although it doesn't translate as much when we're watching it, too, you know?
Right. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, you're right. Yeah, you've got some track and field stuff tonight in the Olympics. I think 4x100 tonight.
Okay.
Men's and women's. Maybe some high jump stuff going on as well. So some of the more entertaining track and field events are kind of culminating right now, right? Most of the heats are done, and we're kind of near the finals for all of these big events. So it feels like every night you've got something pretty good with track and field.
4x100 I'm all about, and I'm always into track. I try to get into the skateboarding. I just can't.
Mm. I think that's done, so you don't have to worry about getting into it.
Did you get into it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
It's impressive.
They're really good.
I can't do it.
Reminds me of Tony Hawk. I would just like mute the TV and just play the Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack in my place. A little Superman by Goldfinger going on.
That shows you how good that game is that I can watch the real version of that and turn the channel off after a couple minutes. Yet I played that video game for hours and hours and hours.
Days. At a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rangers have won 3 in a row, by the way.
Yeah.
Break them up. Playoff bound. Championship bound, I think.
Saw Madden talking about that, and Angels are now 52 and 54. Not that they were going to go anywhere, but you get a matchup with the Rangers, and you want to sweep there. You want to win the series.
Well, stuff to do against a team as good as the Jers, you know?
Yeah.
All they had to do was trade all their good players, and look what happened.
And they're good to go.
They're the best team in baseball. Weird story here. We might get into this more tomorrow. I haven't read into this too much, fair warning, but apparently the Minnesota Vikings have released former TCU cornerback Jeff Gladney.
Really?
He was their first-round pick last year. Started 15 games as a rookie. He was indicted by a Texas grand jury on a charge of felony assault against a woman that he apparently was previously in a relationship with.
Uh-oh.
So just charged at this point, but the Vikings released a statement saying they reviewed it a little bit, and they saw enough to where they needed to release him right away.
That's not good.
A starter last year, once again, a first-round pick in last year's draft. Not good for Jeff Gladney.
He was a good player.
Yeah.
It sounds like Cowboys got another secondary member coming aboard.
Come on, man. You got to wait a couple of years.
Got to wait a couple years.
The redemption tour to start.
Okay.
But, yeah, then it's probably going down.
What are you doing tonight?
Dinner with the sisters.
Oh, nice.
Should be fun. And then watching baseball, man. Astros, Dodgers. That's number one sporting event for me.
Taking the sisters to Taco Bell?
No.
Jack in the Crack?
They're taking me.
Oh, that's how you do it right there.
I wish.
Hey, we got the Blitz coming up next. No Rod. So we got what? We got Jeff and Matt, huh?
We do, yep.
You know what? They're good enough. They're going to carry that
thing. That's how the pod started.
Oh, and then Rod came
and
aboard?
Rod joined.
Oh, it's a fantastic pod. If you want to listen to another pod, everyone gets a trophy. EGAT is out. Paul and I did one today, so you can listen to both those. You got Longhorn Blitz coming up next, and then check out EGAT and enjoy some baseball, certainly all you Astros fans. For BK and for Rod, who is not that I-10 guy, we'll be back on Thursday. I'm Kevin. Y'all have a great night. Peace.